Moed Katan Per Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Ein Kais Fin Shtarichov Bamoed. One cannot write Shtarichov promissory notes on Chol Moed. Vim Einu Mamino. And if the lender doesn't trust the borrower, and the lender doesn't want to lend him without writing the Shtar, and the borrower needs the money today for Chol Moed, then you can write it. Or Ein Lo Ma Yochal. Or the person that's writing up the Shtarichov, the scribe, needs to make money in order to pay for food for Chol Moed. Hareze Yichtov. Both of these cases, you can write on Chol Moed. Ein kosten tfarm tfilin umezuzas b'mod. One can't write sifrei Torah, tfilin umezuzas on Chol Moed, even if he's writing it just for himself, not to sell, but he's writing it not for Chol Moed. If he was writing it in order for him to use it on Chol Moed, that the Mefarshim explain that he's allowed to do. But here he's just writing it stam, he's not allowed to. Vein magian os achas afilu b'sefer azara. And you can't even correct one letter in a sefer Torah, even if it's the Sefer Torah that's used in the Azara, that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur, and it was the Tzaruch of the Rabbim. Nevertheless, since it's not Yom Kippur, and it's not needed for today, you can't fix it. Some have a Girsa, not Sefer Azara, but Sefer Ezra, which is with an Aleph, and that's the Sefer Torah, the most authentic Sefer Torah that was used, that other Sefer Torah would copy from that. So even if it's that Sefer Torah, the source of all the other Sefer Torah, you can't even fix that in Chol Moed. Rabbi Damer Koisev Adam Tefillin Mezuzas Latzma. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is allowed to write Tefillin Mezuzas for himself, even if it's not needed for the Tzaruch of the Chol Moed. Rather, he's writing the Tefillin Mezuzas just to be Mekayma Mitzvah, but not, like the Rab points out, to sell or to rent it out. V'tova al Yerecho Tchelus Letzitzis. And he can also, on Chol Moed, spin on his thigh, like hold the wool thread of Tchelus on his thigh to be able to spin it with his hands while it's resting on his thigh. But he should not use, like, two fingers to spin it normally or to use a spindle. He should make a shinoi to make the Tchelus, and obviously also the other threads of Tzitzis. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, when it comes to making Tzitzis, one is allowed to do it in the regular fashion. One does not need to put it on his thigh. He can use a spindle or whatever instruments he uses to spin the threads.